surrender everything to him. You know that song? All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. If there's anybody out here that you're not absolutely positive, you might be have played church, you might have said a little prayer and filled out a card, but you really don't feel different. You don't. I mean, it's not about feelings either, by the way. Because you don't feel saved today, don't mean you're not. Because it's not based on your feelings, it's based on God's truth and his word and his promises. Thank God for that. It's not based on how we feel or what we do. But if you're not positive that you've really, really trusted him as your Lord and Savior, you think you might have just gone with the heat of the moment and gone down with a group of your friends when you were a kid at youth group or whatever, and you're not absolutely sure that you've intimately, one-on-one, said, Jesus, I need you to save me. I need you to forgive me of my sins. I know you died on the cross for me, and I accept that payment that you made on the cross for my sins, because if I paid for my own sins, I have to go to hell. So you went through hell for me, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. If you've never really done that, I want to give you a chance to do that right now. Everybody stand up with me, please. I asked the Lord about how to do this. I started telling you about how I was afraid of God when I was a child. I finally learned around 16, 17 years old that Jesus loves me to the point where if I was the only person that ever walked on the planet, if I was the only human being that ever lived, he would have died on the cross just for me. That's how much he loves me. And I can't comprehend that. I can't imagine that kind of love. He doesn't love me because, he doesn't love me if, he doesn't love me when, he doesn't love me as long as, he just loves me. He can't love me any less, and he can't love me any more. No matter what I do or don't do, he just loves me. That's why I serve him. That's why I'm obedient to him, not because I'm afraid of him. And not because I don't want to go to hell, but because he's my daddy, and I love him, and I've learned to love him, and he's been faithful to me, and he's taken care of me, and he's kept his promises to me, and he'll do the same for you too. Doesn't mean I haven't gone through hard times. I've gone through some real hard times, but he's always faithful. He's always faithful. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's taken care of the beginning of me. He's taken care of the end of me. There's no reason for me to worry about the middle, no matter what happens. I trust him. I love what Job said when he was going through all that stuff. Though he slay me, though he kill me, I will trust him. Man, and we pout. Man, how come we didn't get the bills paid this month? God ain't taking care of us. Well, look at yourself. His promise is, I will take care of you, but if you're not working or if you're not doing this, there are things you need to do. He's not going to wipe your nose and your rear end and spoon feed you all your life. He wants you to stand up and walk like a man or a woman of God. He wants you to do, you know. We're not thumb sucking babies all our whole lives. Anyway, I could preach all day.